recognizing that correction is a tool, a valuable tool, often reduces parental expectations, reduces their anger, corrects the way parents think. This is a really valuable idea that correction is important and will be used regularly in the life of a child. When parents grab onto this and it becomes part of their expectations, then they won't be surprised by the interruptions to their life. Then they'll be ready to set some time aside to work with their children to correct them. They realize their children need to move toward a goal, and correction is one of the tools that God uses to move them in that direction.
This is a real challenge for many of us as parents, though, because we may know it intellectually that correction is for a child's good and that correction actually is a good thing because it helps a child learn and grow. But the actual act of correcting can be an unpleasant one, especially if there's resistance from the child. It creates interruptions and creates a downward spiral of emotions and reactions. It can be rather unpleasant. So it's hard as parents to have a positive view of correction. We really need to work on this in our own hearts first so that we can help our children see it this way as well.
What we want to do is associate the idea of correction with opportunity. Our response in that correction moment is part of the heart training of a child. Sometimes that correction needs to be just firmness that we're giving to our child that says, nope, sorry, can't go this way. Nope, we're not moving this direction. And that firmness continually met with the child's challenge teaches the child we can't go this direction anymore. The child needs to make an adjustment in their tendencies. They need to adjust the pattern that they're using to respond to this situation in life. So that correction just with firmness is often a helpful learning experience for the child.
As a parent, if we're going to get the most out of the correction experience with our child, we need to keep our own emotions in check. Sometimes the child is angry, and it's easy to get sucked into the emotional energy of that anger and become angry ourselves. But the reality is, if we're going to use correction as an opportunity for growth, we have to keep our own emotions in check, remain calm, matter of fact, and just execute the correction in a way that's really moving the child forward without escalating the emotion.
It's important because children learn different things when parents react or explode in anger. When parents are continually reacting in anger, children learn to avoid explosiveness. They learn to be people pleasers. They aren't really learning that their actions are a problem that need to be addressed in their lives, other than that they've upset someone. So what we want to do is teach children there's a right and there's a wrong, and what you're doing is wrong, and you need to make a change to do what's right. All of that happens during correction. It takes some time sometimes, but children benefit from the firmness without the anger involved.
I think parents also, when they react with anger, they teach the child to respond in a way that's not best, because the child is already feeling frustrated. They see the parent reacting in anger now, and it's easy for them to justify their own anger, to point the finger maybe even at the parent, and so they don't take responsibility for their responses. Very important for parents to keep their emotion out of the process so children take responsibility for their wrong actions.
What we want to do here is recognize that correction is a tool for change. It's not just, again, consequences and, oh no, I've got to stop what I'm doing in order to work with my child to stop him from doing what he's doing. We've got to help children make some changes internally. Correction is one of those tools that helps children make those changes, and we want to be prepared. Now, sometimes when we're doing the same thing over and over again, we're getting frustrated. It needs to be a signal for us that our strategy needs to be adjusted a bit. Maybe we need to change the way or our approach in working with this child. Sometimes the child's resistance to correction is an indication that my relationship level is low and I need to build some more relationship here. There's a number of factors that we need to look at all at the same time. If we're feeling frustrated with correction, something is going on here. Maybe I need to stay the course, or maybe I need to make an adjustment.
And I think we want to step back and have some compassion on the child who's stuck with a wrong pattern. We're trying to equip the child with a new pattern. We want them to be successful. What they're doing right now is not working for them. So as parents, we want to keep the goal in mind. If I could only help my child develop a sense of kindness or responsibility or perseverance, then my child is going to do better in life. He's going to feel better about himself. I've got to keep that goal in mind. Correction's going to help us move toward that goal.